加福音第十四章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 14. Let's first read verse 1.
安息日，耶稣到一个法利赛人的首领家里去吃饭，他们就窥探他。
On Sabbath, when Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee, he was being carefully watched.
然后我们跳到第七节开始。
And then jump to verse 7.
耶稣见所请的客拣选首位，就用比喻对他们说。
When he noticed how the guests picked the places of honor at the table, he told them this parable.
你被人请去赴婚姻的宴席，不要坐在首位上，恐怕有比你尊贵的客被他请来。
When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited.
那请你们的人前来对你说，让座给这一位吧，你就羞羞惭惭地退到末位上去了。
If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, give this man your seat, then humiliated you will have to take the least important place.
你被请的时候就去坐在末位上，好叫那请你的人来对你说，朋友，请上座。那时你在同席的人面前就有光彩了。
But when you are invited, take the lowest place so that when your host comes, he will say to you, friend, move up to a better place, then you will be honored in the presence of all of your fellow guests.
因为凡至高的必降为卑，至卑的必升为高。
For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
但愿神祝福他自己的话。
May the Lord bless his own word.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
天父，我们早晨可以聚在你的面前，全都是你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, it is your grace that we can gather here in this morning.
我们能够唱诗，我们能够祷告，我们能够擘饼，都是你在我们身上做的奇妙工作。
We can sing hymns, we can praise you, we can break your bread. It is all because of your amazing work.
我们深深的相信，你悦纳我们的敬拜。
We truly believe that you listen to our worship.
我们也恳求你的圣灵透过圣经来对我们说话。
And we also ask that the Holy Spirit through your word speaks to us.
求你帮助讲的和翻译的。
May you help the one who speaks and the one who translates.
求你帮助我们每一个人听的。
And may you help all those of us who are listening.
但愿圣灵把我们一同带到真理的里面。
May the Holy Spirit bring all of us into truth.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray this in our Lord's precious name.
Amen. 第一节告诉我们。
The first verse tells us.
耶稣被请去一个很奇怪的地方吃饭。
He was invited to a strange place to have dinner.
你们都知道法利赛人不喜欢耶稣。
I think everyone knows that the Pharisees do not like Jesus.
但是他们居然请他去吃饭。
But yet they invite him to eat.
不是法利赛人里面一个普通人。
It is not just an ordinary Pharisee.
是他们里面的老大。
But it was a prominent Pharisee.
是一个为首的。
It is an important one.
奇怪的不是他们请耶稣。
What's strange is not that they invited Jesus.
奇怪的是耶稣居然会答应。
And what's strange is that Jesus actually accepted.
因为耶稣是一个可以洞察人心的那一位。
For Jesus is one who really sees through man's heart.
他知道这些人在想什么。
He knows exactly what their thoughts are.
这些人请他吃饭。
So this group, when they invited him,
说难听一点。
To put it bluntly,
叫黄鼠狼给鸡拜年。
It's like the fox going over to the hen's house to wish a happy new year.
那绝对不是干好事。
And so obviously it's not with well intentions.
他们是要窥探他。
So they wanted to test him.
他们是要陷害他。
They wanted to really put him into a place.
请问各位。
So let me ask you.
今天有人请你去吃饭。
So today if someone invited you to eat.
你知道这顿饭他没安好心。
And for you know that this is not with good intentions.
他这顿饭要想办法找到什么地方可以害你。
And this meal is for him to have an opportunity to find some way to harm you.
你去吗?
Well, you go.
啊?不去啊?
Will you go? No.
当然不去。
Of course you will not go.
你会笨到那个地步吗?
Will you be so foolish to such extent?
为什么要把自己放在那么危险的光景里呢?
Why would you put yourself in such a dangerous circumstance?
那你要问。
So then you should ask.
那耶稣为什么去啊?
Why did Jesus go?
他去的目的是什么呢?
What is the purpose of him accepting this invitation?
我们如果从第七节那里看起。
If we start looking at it from chapter verse 7.
你可能可以猜得到。
Perhaps you can just guess a little bit at it.
耶稣去。
That Jesus, when he went,
是他要把一个信息带到这些人的中间。
He wanted to bring this message to these people.
他希望能够帮助这一些人。
He hoped that he can help them.
能够明白一些真正属灵的道理。
To truly come to understand the spiritual truth.
请问各位。
Let me ask everyone.
法利赛人读圣经吗?
Do the Pharisees read the Bible? Do read the Torah, the law?
读哦。
Of course they do.
可能比你我他读得清楚一点哦。
And perhaps they're much more knowledgeable than you or I.
你相信不相信任何一个法利赛人他所背的圣经一定比你跟我加起来还多。
Do you believe that the Pharisees, the Bibles, the law that they memorize is much more than you and I?
明白吗?
Do you understand?
啊，他们不只是读。
Not only do they read.
他们不只是背。
But not only do they memorize.
你知道法利赛人是绝对遵守圣经的。
And for you know that the Pharisees will for sure follow the laws.
他不像我们哦。
They're not like you and I.
我们圣经也读的呀。
We also read the Bible.
但是我们读圣经呢，就找一些那种安慰自己的话，对不对啊
？When we read the Bible, we always look for verses that comfort ourselves.
找一些可以给我们觉得比较有正能量的话。
And or those that gives us motivation or encouragement.
他们不是哦。
And they're not so.
他们读圣经哦。
When they read the law.
是找神给他们的命令。
They're looking for God's commandments to them.
然后他们就遵行神的命令。
And then they will follow according to His word.
他们每个礼拜都禁食。
And every single week they will fast.
他们常常奉献。
And they often give tithes.
如果说祷告的话。
And if they pray.
你跟我。
You and I.
那跟他们没得比的。
Have no, cannot compare to them.
我们这些人祷告。
When you and I pray,
我不知道你啊，也许你们比较棒啊。
I don't know if maybe you're really good.
如果你叫我一个人跪在那里祷告。
If you ask for me to kneel there and pray.
有很多困难的时候。
There are many difficult times.
那我可以跟上帝讲很久。
In those difficult times, I will speak a long time to the Lord.
如果是风平浪静啊
，But when it's very peaceful，
老婆又听话
，And the wife is good，
小孩又乖
，And the children are obeying are nice，
公司的事情很顺
，And everything at work is doing well，
教会没有人吵着要离婚
，And nobody wants to get a divorce in church，
一切都很好的时候
，When everything's just fine，
祷告不祷告
？Do you pray？
我当然祷告。
Of course I pray.
但你想我可以祷告很久吗?
But do you think I would pray for a long time?
我是没那个功力。
I won't be able to pray for.
祷告讲啊讲啊。
I won't be able to pray and pray and pray.
然后突然发现好像没什么话跟他讲了。
And then all of a sudden to find that there's not much more to talk about.
你知道人家法利赛人。
But you know the Pharisees.
人家可不是这个样子。
They're not so.
人家不祷告则已。
They're not just praying in such a way.
人家一祷告半个钟头叫短的。
When they pray for half an hour, it's probably short.
听明白没有？
Do you understand?
请问各位。
Let me ask.
在法利赛人的心目中啊。
In the heart of a Pharisee.
谁最认识神的旨意啊？
In the mind of a Pharisee, who knows God's will the best?
谁啊？
Who?
Me.
It's me.
对吧？谁最属灵啊？
Who's the most spiritual or godly? It's me.
对不对啊？谁最关心神的国度啊？
Who most cares about God's kingdom? Of course, it's me.
听明白了没有？
Do you understand?
是这样的一批人哦。
So they are this type of group of people.
是这样的一批人哦。
It is this group of people.
耶稣要去让他们请吃饭。
That Jesus accepted the invitation from.
耶稣要教他们一些功课。
And Jesus wanted to teach them a lesson.
一些。
Some lesson.
第二节到第十节那个中间我就不讲了。
From 12 to 10 I will skip.
因为那是另外一件事。
That's something, that's referring to something else.
耶稣要教他们不同的功课。
Jesus wanted to teach them a different lesson.
但是我今天想要跟你们讲的是耶稣今天要教他们的功课是什么呢？
But what I want to share with you today is what Jesus wants to teach them today. And what is that?
耶稣要教他们一个功课，是教他们什么叫谦卑。
And Jesus wanted to teach them what it means to be humble.
你知道什么叫谦卑吗？
Do you know what it means to be humble?
你知道我碰到很多假谦卑的人。
You know, I met many people who are not real, truly humble. They're fake.
你跟他讲，哎呀，弟兄啊。你这次分享很好啊。
When you say to him, brother, you shared very well this time.
他会说什么呢？
And what will they say?
啊，你们这边都没有听过。
And they will reply and say, what, none of you has heard this before?
他会说什么？
对，我很棒。
Or will he say that, yes, I'm great, I'm good.
是吗？
Will he reply this way?
不会的。
Of course not.
他会说什么？
How will he reply?
啊，是你？你怎么说
？How will you reply？
嗯，
没有人跟我说过。
哦，从来没有人说你这样。
No one has ever said that to our brother here.
我们一定会假装的。哎呀，不行啊，我不行啊。
Of course, we'll all pretend to be saying, "No, I'm not that good. I'm not all."
不好啊。
I'm not good. No.
那是谦卑吗
？But is that humility?
那是真谦卑呢。
Is that true humility?
骄傲有千千百百种。
Pride has manifested itself in so many different ways, thousands of ways.
有的人以他的拥有什么来骄傲。
Some people are proud of what they own, what they have.
有的人以他跟什么人有关系来骄傲。
Or some people are proud of their social relationships or people they know.
我们 Smile 以前有个小孩。
So in our Smile Fellowship, there was a kid.
不久以前他发一个照片。
Not long ago, he sent out a photo.
我一看。
And I took a look.
他跟什么人一起照相呢？
And who was it that he had a photo with?
好眼熟啊。
And he looks very familiar.
再仔细看看。
And then I looked at it carefully.
哎呦，原来是那个老太太啊
！It's this lady,
old lady. 这个老太太是中国科学界已经被冰箱冰了多少年的
？It's this old lady who
was frozen、okay. in the science community in China.
Okay.
没有人在乎她的。
And no one really cares about her.
她在中国的科学界是 nobody。
Okay, so she's nobody in the Chinese scientific community.
但是最近呢
？But recently,
她变成了 somebody 啊。
She became somebody.
为什么
？Why？
不知道为什么诺贝尔奖金给了她。
Don't know why that someone gave her the Nobel Prize.
哎呦，这下不得了啊
！And this is tremendous.
现在大家都要拉她呀。
And everyone wants to,
然后我们家这个小混球居然有办法去跟他照张相。
So this kid had an opportunity to take a picture with her.
请问你他照的这张相为什么要发给我们看呢？
Let me ask you, why did he send out this photo of him and her?
啊，为什么
？Why?
我可以跟他照，你不可以吗
？I can take a photo with her, but you cannot.
听明白了没有
Do you understand?
我们有千百种不同的理由骄傲
There are so many ways for us to be proud
但是弟兄姊妹让我告诉你
But brothers and sisters let me tell you
人可以有的一切骄傲里面
In all the pride that man can have
没有一种骄傲
There is not a single type of pride
比一个人以为自己的信仰最纯最纯正更骄傲
There is not a pride that's even more prideful than when a person believes that his beliefs are the most pure and true.
这是个很可怕的东西
This is something that is very scary.
常常有人问
Oftentimes people will ask me,
刘老师
Brother Liu,
啊，我的什么人现在要到哪里去读书？
So-and-so, I know, wants to go somewhere to study.
或者到哪里去做事。
Or to somewhere to work.
你可不可以介绍一个信仰纯正的教会给他
？Can you perhaps introduce a church that's pure in faith to that person?
我看着这些要求。
So when I see these conditions, these
其实我都不知道怎么回答。
I don't even know how to respond.
因为我从来没有去过一个教会。
Because I've never been to a church.
他们会说我们这里信仰是不纯正的。
That has said that our beliefs are not pure.
你不管到哪里去啊。
No matter where you go.
每个人都以为自己是最纯正的。
Everyone will believe that they're the most pure and truthful.
骄傲这个东西。
Pride.
这个是神最厌恶的东西。
This is something that God detests the most.
这个东西是魔鬼最喜欢的东西。
But yeah, this is something that Satan loves the most.
很不幸啊。
Unfortunately.
这个东西是神的儿女最容易犯罪的东西。
And this is something that his children most frequently sin upon.
我常常听到一些自己以为很属灵的人。
I often hear a lot of people who believe they're very godly.
讲起别人。
And when they speak of others.
啊，他们没有看见。
And those people have not seen.
他们不爱主。
They don't love the Lord.
他们不追求。
Or they don't pursue God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们实在需要神怜悯我们。
We truly need him to be gracious to us.
在教会历史上
In the history of the church,
有两个神很重用的人
There are two people that God used the most.
God used them in a mighty way. Not the most.
Okay.
一个叫 John Wesley.
First is John Wesley.
中文翻作约翰·卫斯理。另外一个叫做 George Whitefield， 中文翻作什么？乔治·怀菲特。这两个人都是牛津大学的。
And these two are all graduated from Oxford.
这两个人原来曾经有一段时间是。关系不错的。
So for a period of time, they had a very good relationship with one another.
两个人都很爱主。
And they both love the Lord.
两个人都非常非常有传福音的恩赐。
And both of them had a tremendous talent to share the gospel.
如果有人说
if a person says,
对这整个福音在英国的广传
towards the sharing, the spreading of the gospel in the entire England,
没有任何一个神的仆人可以跟这两个人所被神使用来相比。
There is no others that can compare to these two when, by being used by God for this purpose.
他们给英国带来的福气是难以想象。
And the blessings that they brought upon England is very difficult to imagine.
那不只是给英国带来的福气。
Not only the blessing they brought upon was for England.
神用着这两个人给美国带来的福气。
But God also used these two to bring tremendous blessings to America as well.
神用了这两个人给中国带来的福气。
As well as China.
是难以想象的。
And it's just unimaginable.
但是这两个人呢
But these two.
后来基本上就不太来往了。
Eventually, they did not talk to one another or have a relationship down the road.
一方面是因为两个人的事工都很重。
On one side is they both had a lot of burden and a lot of work.
都很忙。
And they're very busy.
但是还有一个很重要的理由。
But there's also another more important reason.
Whitefield.怀菲特他后来就接受了加尔文主义的神学。
Whitfield later on accepted Calvinism.
而约翰卫斯理呢
But Wesley.
他还是认为神给人自由意志。
He continued to believe that God had gave man free will.
有一些跟随卫斯理的人。
Some of those who follow Wesley.
有一些跟随怀菲特的人。
And some who follow Whitfield.
就会批评对方的神学。不够信仰不纯正
and they would criticize each other in their beliefs and saying that they're not pure
他们这个地方有错
and they're wrong in this aspect
他们这里看得不对
or in this perspective they're incorrect
两边都可以引很多圣经
and they can throw out a lot of Bible verses
但是都觉得自己是对的
but they both felt that they are correct
别人是不对的
and the other side is wrong
有一天呢
so one day
有一个跟随怀菲特的弟兄
a brother who followed Whitfield
跟他一起聊天的时候
so when he was chatting with Whitfield
他突然问这个 George Whitefield 一个问题
so he asked Whitfield this question
他说我想哦我们将来到天上大概看不到约翰卫斯理了你同意吗
He says, when we go to heaven in the future, perhaps we will not see John Wesley. Do you agree?
怀菲特回答他说
And Whitfield replied him, saying,
我猜想你说的是对的。
I'm guessing that you are probably correct.
因为我相信他恐怕靠近耶稣的宝座比我们近太多倍。
And he says, perhaps I believe that he's more closer to the throne of Christ much more than us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
怀菲特是一个真正认识主的人。
Whitfield is the one who truly knows God.
他懂得尊敬别人，在一些方面跟他有不同看法。
He knows how to respect opposing opinions of others.
他不会以为我跟的、我认为的、我理解的这个就是全部的真理。
And he does not, hold steadfast onto what he believes and feel that is the entire truth.
他相信他认识的是真理。
He truly believes that what he believes in is the truth.
他不能够理解别人所理解的真理。
He cannot understand the truth that others have come to understand.
但他懂得尊敬别人。
But he knows that he needs to respect others.
他快死的时候。
Before he passed on.
他要求卫斯理。
He asked Wesley.
在他的葬礼上主持他的葬礼并且讲道。
To preside over his funeral and also to share a message.
这两个人。
So these two.
虽然对着圣经的看法有这么大的不同。
Although they two had such tremendous differences in their perspective of the Bible.
但是这两个人。
But these two
是认识神的。
But these two are two who truly knows God.
今天
So today
我们这些对着圣经认识不怎么样的人
For all of us who do not really know the Bible that too well
却常常都以为自己很懂
We oftentimes feel that we know so much about the Bible.
常常都以为别人是错的。
We often feel that others are wrong.
就是我们是对的。
And that only we are correct.
这是一件很悲哀的事。
This is such a sad circumstance.
我们今天要看。
So today,
耶稣怎么教这些人。
We want to see how Jesus, taught them.
耶稣教他们呢。
So Jesus, when he was teaching them,
看起来好简单哦。
What he taught them seems so simple.
基本上就是跟他们说，你去吃饭的时候。
Basically saying to them when you go eat.
你不要急着去坐那个大位置。
Don't rush over to sit in the most honorable seat.
那万一有一个比你更尊贵的客人来呢？
So if there's someone else who is more distinguished than yourself.
人家一定是要请你让位的嘛。
Of course, they're going to ask you to move.
那你不是很丢脸吗？
And you're humiliated in such a circumstance.
啊，你就自己先把自己当作是一个什么都不是。
So just make yourself as if you're nobody.
等到人家主人觉得你是很了不得的。
Until the host feels that you're something, someone who's very important.
那人家请你上来。
And then they will invite you and move you up.
这多好呢。
So is this not better?
然后主的结论是什么呢?
So, and our Lord's conclusion is this.
你如果自高啊,你必降为卑。你如果自卑呢,必升为高。
For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
基本上,神在这里教导我们一个很简单的概念。
Basically, he is teaching us a very simple principle here.
就是你怎么看你自己?
Is how do you perceive yourself?
你怎么看别人?
And how do you perceive others?
如果你看自己,
If you perceive yourself,
你觉得你很了不起,
and you feel you're of great importance,
你觉得你这个地方很棒，那个地方很棒。
And if you perceive yourself as being good in this area and great in the others,
你比别人聪明。
And you're smarter than everyone else.
你有智慧。
And you're more intelligent.
哎呀，你参加过很多特会。
And you've been to so many special meetings.
哎呀，你看过很多的书。
And you've read many, many books.
不得了。
And it's tremendous.
但弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters,
其实如果圣灵光照我们的话
When the Holy Spirit helps us to examine ourselves
我们其实是应该知道
We should really know
我们这个人
That we, us
我们每一个人
Every single one of us
你知道圣经怎么评价我们吗
Do you know how the Bible describes us
我们评价自己啊。
We value ourselves.
大概诚实一点的话。
To be a bit more truthful in this.
If we are honest, a little bit. 我们大概会说 I'm not perfect. 我不完美。意思是呢我接近完美。
In other words, the meaning is that I'm approaching perfection.
我只是有些小毛病。
I just have some small things, shortcomings.
我是很谦虚的说我有小毛病。
I'm speaking of my shortcomings very humbly.
因为我根本不知道我小毛病在哪里啊。
Because I don't know where my shortcomings are.
这是我们看自己，你明白吗？
And this is how we perceive ourselves.
所以就算我们真的知道自己有点小毛病
Even when we truly know that we have these small areas where we need to work on
我们就认为我们只要把那几个小毛病改好
And we only feel that we just need to correct those areas
我们就 OK 了
Then we'll be OK
但是弟兄姊妹你知不知道圣经怎么评价我们
But brothers and sisters, do you know how the Bible describes us or values us?
保罗说过这样的话
This is what Paul says.
在我里面 within me.
Within me.
连一点良善都没有。
There's not a bit of goodness.
不是说没有良善。
Not to say that there is no goodness.
说是连一点良善都没有。
There's not a single bit of goodness. Nothing.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们很容易看到别人里面的恶。
It's very easy for us to see the wickedness in others.
我们从来不知道所有我们在别人身上看见的恶。
We don't know that all the wickedness in others.
只要我们看得见。
That if we're able to see.
那些恶都在我们里面。
That all those wickedness are also in us as well.
听明白吗？
Do you understand?
你怎么看到别人里面会骄傲?
If you see how others are being prideful,
因为你是骄傲的。
Because you're a prideful individual.
你怎么知道他贪心呢?
How do you know that that person is greedy?
因为你是一个贪心的。
Because you're someone who's greedy.
你怎么看得出来他会嫉妒别人?
How can you see that that other person is envious of others?
因为你是一个嫉妒的。
Because you're a person filled with jealousy.
所有你在别人身上所看见的邪恶都证明这些邪恶是存在在你里面的。
All the wickedness that you see in others proves that these wickedness are also in yourself.
如果你真的看见你实际的光景
If you truly recognize your actual circumstance,
不是神的恩典保守和带领我们的话
If not for his grace keeping us and leading us
我们没有一个人可以在神的面前站立得住的
Not a single one of us can stand before the Lord
我们还有什么可以骄傲的呢
What is there for us to be prideful to boast about
我觉得我自己很多事都很愚蠢
I feel that there's on so many things that I'm foolish.
包括我以前一直认为我的身体非常好。
Including in the past, I felt I was in good health.
因为三十多年呢。
Because for 30 or so years,
我每年去健康检查。
Every single year, I would go get a physical.
我的健康检查的报告都是Okay.
And the report always came back. It was always good and always okay.
我们家老婆
So my wife.
她每年都是不 okay, 不 okay, 不 okay.
And for her, every year it's not okay, not okay.
所以我都常常笑她
So I often, joked at her or teased her.
哎呀，林黛玉啊，身体太差了。
You're not in very good health.
我觉得我身体好。
I'm in much better health.
结果得癌症的是我，不是他。
And in the end, I was the one who got cancer, not her.
我相信神也是借着这样子的事提醒我。
I think God is also using these things to remind me.
你以为你身体好?
Perhaps you think you're in very good health.
如果不是神的恩典,
but if it is not for the grace of God,
你没有什么好的,
there's nothing good about it.
一样好都没有,
not a single bit of goodness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们必须认识这件事情,
we must recognize this.
因为你知道你外面可以装谦卑的呀,
because externally we can put on all these things.
我们假装自己不骄傲是不难的,
it's very easy for us to pretend that we don't boast or we're not prideful.
但问题是里面的东西怎么办?
But the situation is, how do we deal with what is within?
善人从他心里所存的善就发出善来,
a person who is good, then he will expose the goodness in his heart.
恶人从他心里所存的恶就发出恶来,
a person who is wicked in their heart will also manifest the wickedness.
因为心里所充满的,
because what is filled in the heart will be manifest through the mouth.
世界的人,
so for the people of this world, they only look at the outer appearance. But God examines the depth of our heart and soul.
他比谁都知道我们里面的邪恶。
He knows much more than anyone of all the wickedness that is within us.
然而他不因为我们的邪恶放弃了对我们的爱。
But yet he did not give up his love because of the wickedness that is within.
以至于我们有勇气,
so that to a certain extent that we're confident enough,
敢面对我们自己的邪恶。
And we're bold enough, brave enough to face with our own wickedness.
我们敢把我们的邪恶带到主的面前,
that we're willing to bring our wickedness before God.
我们敢告诉他说, 这就是我真实的样子。
And that we can go to him and say, this is how I am truly.
求你帮助我, 让我记得这是我真正的样子。
Please help me to remind, so that I will remember that this is me.
以至于我不会以为我是somebody.
So that I will not think that I am somebody.
第二点,
second point,
人的骄傲,
man's pride,
是我们怎么看别人。
It is how we perceive others.
你知道我们看别人,
you know, when we look at someone else,
我们真的是有天大的本领。
We're truly gifted in this area.
别人什么小毛病我们都看得一清二楚。
Every little small thing that someone does incorrect, we see it clearly.
前几天有一个年轻人跟我聊天,
a few days ago, a youth was chatting with me.
他对我们教会别的年轻人很有意见。
So he had a lot of opinions about the other youth in the church.
他一样一样地分析给我听。
And he examined it very logically, point by point.
这个人怎么样不对?
And this person, how, you know, what's wrong with this person?
他说的话不对。
His words are not right.
他做的事不对。
And his actions are incorrect as well.
他以为他是谁呀?
And who does he think he is?
哇, 一直讲。
And they continue to proceed.
我听了半天了。
After I listened for a long time,
我就稀奇。
And I was amazed.
他怎么可以在别人的身上找出这么多缺点?
How can he find, or how can that person find so many things incorrect about others?
他却完全看不到他自己生命中有多少的缺点。
But yeah, they cannot see all the things that are wrong in their lives.
我们看别人,
when we see others,
你知道如果我们有耶稣基督的心为心,
if we have the heart of Christ as our heart,
我们会看别人比自己强,
we would see that others are better or stronger than ourselves.
看别人比自己强这一句话,
to see that others are stronger than us,
真正的意思,
the meaning,
不是说 别人样样都比我行。
It's not to say that in everything else, everyone, you know, others are better than me.
看别人比自己强。
To see that others are better than us.
是能够从神的眼光去看见别人的价值。
Is to see the value of our others through the eyes of our Lord.
觉得别人重要。
To truly come to know that others are important.
比我还重要。
They are more important than I.
在二次世界大战的时候。
During the Second World War.
你知道德国的纳粹是干了很多很多非常坏的事。
And you know the Nazi did many, many things that are horribly, tremendously horrible.
那有一个人。
There is one individual.
是一个波兰人。
Who is Polish.
被关到这个集中营去。
And he was in a concentration camp.
他的名字叫 Maximilian Kolbe。
His name is Maximilian Kolbe.
这个人是天主教的神父。
He was a Catholic priest.
你今天如果跟一些中国大陆的基督徒讲天主教的时候
If you talk to the Catholics in China about
You talk to some Chinese Christian in China about Catholic. 他们会认为天主教。
They don't have a very good idea or thoughts about Catholicism.
因为天主教确实在信仰上有很多的偏差。
But it's true that in Catholicism, there are things that are incorrect in their beliefs.
但是你知道在教会历史上,
But in the history of the church,
许许多多满了耶稣生命的人是在天主教里面的。
Do you know that there are so many people who are filled with Christ's life that were within the Catholic Church?
在中国大陆那一个昏天暗地的年代
，In China during those dark times and those dark years，
在劳改营里面
，In the labor camps，
许多聚会处的属灵伟人
，All of the leaders of the local church at the time，
都否定了自己的信仰。
They've all denied their faith.
或者是活不出基督的样子。
Or they could not live out Christ.
但是有很多天主教的神父。
But there were many Catholic priests.
至死忠心。
They were faithful till the end.
我讲的这一位神父。
So this particular priest that I want to share with you.
是1894年出生。
He was born in 1894.
1941年死亡。
And he died in 1941.
他在集中营里面的时候。
So when he was in a concentration camp.
他有一点像以前我们有的弟兄姊妹见过的陈恩宏老弟兄。
So he's very similar, you know, he's similar to our, this brother Chen Enhong that, that came before.
在食物极度缺乏的条件下。
So in a situation where there is almost nothing to eat.
他常常把自己的食物给其他的人吃。
He often gave his own food to others.
在一个充满着罪恶的集中营里面。
In a concentration camp which is filled with sin.
人们为着活下去
，and for the sake of surviving，
人们什么道德都不管
，and there and man gave up their morals。
但是这一位弟兄
，but this brother，
后面有很多人为他做见证
，there are many later on who testify for him。 will win this.
譬如说要看医生的时候，
For example, if they need to see a doctor,
一定他是最后一个看。
He is always the last one.
他一定让其他的病人都看完了，他才自己去看。
He let everyone else go see a doctor first before he would see the doctor.
他肯牺牲自己。
He is willing to sacrifice himself.
最让人敬佩的。
The one that's most impressive.
是有一次有人闯了一个大祸。
Is once someone who did something tremendously wrong. Did something, yeah.
没有人承认。
And that no one else would acknowledge or accept responsibility.
所以纳粹就决定。
So the Nazis decided.
他随便抓，如果没有人承认。
If no one was going to accept responsibility.
他们选十个人。
They would pick out 10 people.
然后把这十个人关起来，活活饿死。
And they would take these 10 people and starve them to death.
他们选了十个。
They picked 10.
其中有一个人就哭得呼天唤地。
So there's one of them who just cried and cried.
他为什么哭得呼天唤地？
And why did he cry and cry?
因为他说他的孩子上个月才出生。
Well, because the person said their child was just born last month.
他实在是不舍得留下他的儿子。
And they could not leave their son.
Kobe 弟兄。
So, brother Kobe.
就自愿取代了这个人，被关到饿死的那个房间里。
So he became a substitute. He willingly substituted for this person to be locked away to die of starvation.
这十个人被关进去以后，
when these 10 were locked away,
旁边的人可以听得见。
The people next to him can hear.
他为着他们的祷告。
He was praying for all of them.
他不只是为着这十个人，其他九个人祷告。
Not only was he praying for the 9 others,
他为着那些纳粹的军人祷告。
He was also praying for the Nazi soldiers.
他教那九个人唱诗歌。
And he taught the nine of them to sing hymns.
一首一首的唱。
And they sang hymn after hymn.
过了几天。
So after several days,
一个饿死了抬走。
And one died of starvation was carried out.
再过几天又死了一个，又抬走。
And after a couple more days, another one died, and they took him.
最后剩下四个人。
At the end, there was only 4 of them.
他是其中的一个。
And he was one of them.
但是他那时候已经不会讲话了。
But at that point, he could not speak anymore.
纳粹决定不等了。
So the Nazis decided that they don't want to wait anymore.
把这四个人抓出去。
They took the 4 of them out.
就给他们打了毒药。
And injected him with poison.
这样他就离开这个世界。
And this is how they passed on.
到他临死之前。
So before he died.
他最后的祷告。
His last prayer.
别人已经听不清楚他在说什么。
This is when others cannot even hear clearly what he was praying about.
但是人们看见他的脸上是有笑容。
But they could see that his face was filled with a smile.
这个叫做看别人比自己强。
This is what it means to see others who are better than yourself.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天有好多的父母。
Today there are many parents.
跟他们 teenager 搞不好。
They don't have the right relationship with their teenager.
今天好多丈夫跟妻子搞不好。
And today there are many husbands who do not have the right relationship with their wives.
婆婆跟媳妇搞不好。
Or the mother-in-law and the wife.
我们有好多跟人搞不好的事儿。
There are many, many things that's not right between others and us and others.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们不懂得看别人比自己强。
Because we don't know what it means to see that others are better, that others are better than us.
我比较重要。
I'm more important.
我的感觉。
My feelings.
我的看法。
My perspective.
我的权力。
My abilities. My strength.
什么时候我们真的懂得看别人比自己强？
When we're able to see that others are better than us.
你会发现一件很奇妙的事。
You will find something that's amazing.
所有搞不好的关系都能够搞得好。
All the relationships that are wrong will become good, will be better.
我们的主。
Our Lord.
他原来是与神同等。却不为强夺。
He was with sitting with God, was equal to God, but yet did not grasp power.
他却甘心情愿的去掉奴仆的形象。
He willingly took on the form of a servant.
且死在十字架上。
And to die on the cross.
所以父神要把他升高。
And therefore, the Father God wanted to exalt him.
升到至高。
Exalt him to the highest.
赐给他最伟大的名字。
And to give him the greatest name.
今天我们每一个属主的人。
All of us who belong to him today.
我希望你记得这件事。
I truly hope you will remember this.
你我的一生
that your life, you and I, our lives,
你怎么看你自己
how do you see yourself?
你怎么看别人
and how do you see others?
如果你看得对
if you see it correctly,
你的人生是有价值的
then your life will be of meaning,
否则
otherwise,
你可以很属灵
you can be very spiritual or godly,
哦、你可以认识好多真理。
You can come to know many, many truths.、
哦、你可以奉献好多钱、哦、
You could give a lot of money.、
啊、你可以做很多很多事。
You can accomplish so many different things.
但是我替你担忧。
But I worry for you.
因为基督没有办法在你身上显大。
Because Christ cannot manifest himself in you.
因为基督只能够在一种人的生命中显大。
Because Christ can only manifest himself in only one type of person's life.
那就是全然无有的人。
And that is a person who has nothing.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our head in word prayer.
亲爱的主，谢谢你给我们这一点时间。
Dear Lord, we thank you for this little bit of time.
你知道人的话太有限。
That, for you know that man's words are very limited.
但是我们相信圣灵可以做无限的工作。
But we truly believe that Holy Spirit can do things that are infinite.
我们迫切地求你用着这些话祝福你自己的百姓。
We truly plead with you that you will bless your people with these words.
好让你的儿女生命中满了基督的美丽。
So that in your children's lives, they may be filled with the beauty of Christ.
好让你的教会因为被基督充满而彰显出真正的荣耀。
So that your church may manifest the true glory of Christ because it is filled with you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.